Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and we are about to have the first teaching of this chapter of 7 in Acts. There are several places in the Psalm. I know there are two places in the Psalms, and here we have one place in Acts where the speaker gives a history of the Jewish nation, and Stephen does an excellent job in doing that. And as was pointed out last time, I'm sure that it really bothered the religious rulers who were trained to have Stephen come up and do this magnificent job. But there were two verses that came to my mind. One from this chapter, and the other one was from a chapter that we read this week. I think it was this week, or maybe it was last week, in John. In this chapter, this is what it reads in Acts 7:6. It says, "And God spoke to this effect, that his offspring would be sojourners in a land belonging to others, who would enslave them and afflict them for 400 years. And then John 10:10, which we read not very long ago, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly." So in one instance, we hear Jesus speaking and telling everyone, telling all the listeners, that he has come here so that we can have abundant life. But we look in here and we know that God has spoken to Abraham, you know, before all of this had started, to tell him that his offspring, his people, would be enslaved for 400 years. So it reminded me of something again that I do not want to forget. You know, when Jesus talks about abundant life or a fullness of life, you know, it's not without suffering. On this side of heaven, we are going to have suffering, but it's not an oxymoron when he says the fullness. Fullness of life is that even in the suffering, we will have peace, for God is ever present with us. So the prayer that came in my heart as I thought about that is that I said, "Thank you, Father, for giving me new life and for making me your own. The trials of this life are to make me a stronger witness for you." And that's important, because we even learn about that, you know, as I was reading today in that Peter, that 1 Peter 2:9. He has left us here so that we can proclaim the excellencies of him who brought us out of darkness. So we have a mission of getting more people over that line so that when he comes back, they will be in eternity with him as well. And so it goes on, "Throughout this day, I pray to be steadfast in my pure and holy passion for you." That's my job. My job is to have a pure and a holy passion for the Lord, and also to remember this, that on this side of heaven, I will have some suffering. But, you know, I can even be blessed in the suffering. I was thinking about a song that Laura's Story, and I'll end with this, used to be popular not very long ago. And the song, the word says, "We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings comes through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if the trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?